You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Bill Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studio. We got the local, the state, the national. Man, you know the deal. We cover down on all of the issues. And like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, it is Tuesday, which we have determined, according to our listeners, is not hump day. So my comments for today, let me jump over here and just say this. There's a new phrase out, and I'm going to get to it in a minute. It's like, you know, every once in a while you find that catchphrase, that thing being said. Liberals coin new words all the time. It's what they do. It's like a hobby. Liberals coin new words every day. I mean, or they steal old words and make them different. But anyway, the reality is this. There's a new phrase I'm going to teach you. Before I do that, though, let me just say this. I mean, children see the world through a different lens. I mean, don't they? Their perspective on life is, you know, can often be refreshing. Like when I play my grandbaby's laughter in the microphone, it just changes my day when I hear that. Children's perspectives can make you smile. There's a book that I love called Children's Letters to God. If you've never seen it, you need to. Children's Letters to God, it'll make you laugh, it'll make you tear up. It's just good. It's filled with little notes that kids wrote to God himself. Here's a few short examples. You ready? Dear God, maybe Cain and Abel would not kill each other so much if they had their own rooms. It works with my brother. Love, Larry. Boomer's already laughing. Here's another one. You ready? Dear God, thank you for the baby brother, but what I asked for was a puppy. Joyce. Dear God, if you give me a genie lamp like Aladdin, I will give you anything you want except my money or my chess set. Raphael. Raphael ain't playing. Anything you want except the money or the chess set. Dear God, please put another holiday between Christmas and Easter. There's nothing good there now. Jenny. But listen, have you ever listened to children make excuses? Because they can be so creative and downright funny sometimes. I found a list of the best reasons cited by young'uns to get out of going to school. So here's a few direct quotes of excuses that have been used by young children to get out of going to school. You ready? Trying to wake up my daughter at 8 a.m., but Daddy, I'm a nocturnal, and nocturnals sleep during the day. By the way, she's three. One little guy, age four, said, I need to skip school today so I can fight crime and get all the bad guys. Good on you, kid. Love that. A kindergartner said, school takes time away with her family, which is more important to her, but the youngest sibling that she has just said he can't go to school because the doors are locked. And then one ostentatious seven-year-old said, but Mommy, I'm smarter than the teacher, so I don't need school. I get it. Those are funny, right? Even enjoyable. But what if those kind of phrases were coming from adults? I mean, what if it was the adults saying things like, quote, I won't kill that guy if I can have my own space. Or, quote, I'd rather stay out all night, not get up in the morning for work. Or how about, quote, I'm better than you, so I don't plan to participate. Now, what I did there was I just paraphrased some of those hilarious and wonderful quotes that I just read from kids, but I said them in adult words, and suddenly they're not so funny. Not by a stretch. In fact, they would be kind of maddening and pitiful all at the same time if it was an adult saying those things. And thus we find ourselves at any given time dealing with the left's incessant need to brand an unrelated issue or a statement as the excuse or the grounds for their grievances. And by the way, if you haven't noticed yet, the left has a lot of grievances. I think they live from grievance to grievance. And the manner in which they establish their right to a grievance is no different than child logic. I see it, I need it, I assert it, therefore I justify my position. That's it. That's kid think. In days past, we simply referred to it as conflation. You know, the concept of attempting to link two unrelated things in order to justify one of them. It's like when an adult tells a child to turn off the TV and the child yells back, you never let me have any fun. Well, never mind, you just went to the park that same day, right? But no, TV now broadly means no fun whatsoever. And they've been like sentenced some kind of indentured bondservant existence of misery and shame. That's conflation. But at least with conflation, you find some commonality, some measure, regardless of how remote, that seems to link the seemingly unrelated two things into the excuse maker's eyes. But now, Now we have a whole new next level rationalization. Now we have what basically amounts to conflation on steroids. It is an excuse-making coupled with accusation at the highest level. And here's that new phrase I told you I was going to bring out. It's called stochastic terrorism. If you've never heard the word stochastic before, don't be alarmed. I make a living using words myself, and I've never even seen it spelled out, much less spoken. But the word is making the rounds now, and it's the ugliest, most juvenile form of rationalization yet known to man. Stochastic, by itself, simply means something that is randomly determined, something that may be analyzed, but not able to be predicted precisely. Okay, kind of random, kind of unable to nail it down. Stochastic terrorism, well, stochastic terrorism is a setup. It's a no-win. It's a tool of the left to stifle dissent. What it does is it brands certain topics off limits. And then the whole left wing of the world, to include the media, buy into the idea that no one can talk about that topic unless they're in the club, so to speak. And then if you do express an opinion on it, they label you as a hater. And then if something unrelated and remote and in no way connected to you occurs, they come back to you and they label you as a stochastic terrorist whose comments, though perhaps never even heard elsewhere, are in some way to blame for the awful events to which you are not otherwise related. This is not the same as, like, actual incitement. I mean, there's no rational justification for calling for the destruction of another human or the slander of another person, just to prove a point. But this is not that. No, stochastic terrorism is taking something otherwise innocent, allowed, or even the result of your actual rights, and then demonizing it because it serves a diabolical purpose to do so. Here's my example. Case in point. The other day on Twitter, this really happened to me. I retweeted a guy who had simply posted this, quote, "If a buck identifies as a doe, do you still have to burn a buck tag asking for a friend?" I thought that was funny. I don't care who you are. That's funny. Unless, of course, you're an otherwise angry liberal. Like the one who immediately replied to me and let me know on Twitter that it was a hateful post, that it clearly indicates that disgust for the trans community, which in turn leads to violence, and then linked the simple Twitter joke to the recent gay nightclub shooting in Colorado. Because surely the criminal who committed the actual murder of innocent people, which is truly horrible, by the way, knew that a radio host in Alabama was going to tweet something the day after the shooting, and somehow that would incite his awful actions. See, that's the rub of it. Apparently now I'm a stochastic terrorist, by definition, because I said something, or I had an opinion, or a tweet, that in truth was not at all related, but because the left desperately needs to justify their agendas and silence dissent all at the same time, they employ the devious, heavy-handed tactic of branding those who don't believe as stochastic terrorists. This is what children do. This is the logic that children employ. The same level of juvenile cuteness that says, "I want what I want when I want it, you should let me have it when I demand it." Well, it's not so cute when it comes from the physical, if not mental or emotional, adults. So don't fall for it. You have a right to your opinion. There is no requirement that you have to agree with the left's agenda or even be silent in the face of it. And their inane and childlike attempts to plow you under by labeling you as a stochastic terrorist is just more evidence of their immaturity. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Stochastic terrorism. You ever heard that one, Boomer? Neither had I. I mean, they come up with new phrases like daily. Stochastic terrorism. You said something. Therefore, something bad happened across the nation. It must be linked. No, it's not. It's called having an opinion. And that's allowed under the Constitution. Yeah. They don't care about the Constitution. All right, folks. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We got a whole show full of stuff. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Saving the world one soundbite at a time. Hey, coming up top of the hour, we're going to be joined in studio by Representative Nathaniel Ledbetter, who is now the Speaker-elect, voted overwhelmingly, apparently, in the House caucus meeting, Republican caucus meeting, I think last week or so, to be tapped as the next Speaker of the House. So, yeah, we're going to have him. Interesting thing, it appears that North Alabama is basically got almost all the leadership positions in the state House. That's interesting. And if you get down to it, really, the state Senate, too. North Alabama's racked up. So right now in the state Senate, the Senate pro tem is Senator Reed. He's from Jasper, Walker County. The Senate majority leader is Clay Schofield. He is from Guntersville. You've got one of the major chairmen of the budget committees, Senator Orr. He's from Decatur. We're looking to see who's going to wind up being the Senate Judiciary Chairman, and it may well be Sam Gavan from Huntsville. We'll see. And then in the House, we've just seen the election, assuming that all goes the way it's expected to go when they actually take the final vote on the floor of the House in the new session, first of the year. We're going to have Speaker of the House Ledbetter from DeKalb County, Northeast Alabama. We've got Representative Wes Kitchens as the caucus vice chair from ARAB. We've got Representative Debbie Wood from Valley as the secretary treasurer. We got Representative Scott Stotthagen of Hartzell as the majority leader. I mean, the only one that I see in leadership right now is Representative Chris Pringle of Mobile, who is the speaker pro tem in the House. So that's interesting. That's good doing. It doesn't, by the way, I will say this. Most of those guys have a more statesmanlike position. They don't try to disenfranchise the other half of the state. But what it does do is it provides influence, and that can be very helpful. So just to say, North Alabama, you got the ringers apparently. So that's good doings. And since we broadcast from basically Clanton to the Tennessee line on this show, you can imagine that most of the listening area of the various members of leadership are in the listening area for this show. Did I say that right? The districts for the various leaders are in this show, listening area. So I got to quit trying to look up at the screen on CNN and figure out what's happening while I'm trying to talk in the microphone.
It's just a little distracting sometimes.
Well, yeah, when you look up there and see something about an inmate being beaten in a Georgia detention center and I got the camera, like, okay, first of all, bad things happen in prison. I'm not excusing any of it. But if the guards go in knowing full well the cell's under a camera watch, what are they doing? It was dumb to do the beating in the first place, if that's what it was. It's even dumber to do it when you know there's a camera there. You work there, fellas. I mean, for the love, did you think it was going to be something you can get away with? Wow. Okay, that was a total aside. Yeah, and then there's a whole thing about today being the day of days. 1122 is the anniversary of Phil and the lovely Charlene. 36 years, Boomer. 36 years.
That's awesome.
Woo! Yeah. Yeah. Before anybody asks the question, hey, Phil, you taking her out dinner tonight? Well, no. No, we're not. We're going out this weekend because it makes more sense. We got Thanksgiving coming. I'm on the show till 5. So we're going somewhere this weekend. Just there, and Paul from Athens says it's anniversary pre-camel day. So yes, it is, Paul. Thank you very much. All right, listen, we got a full show for you. When you come back in a minute, I'll be doing a section of the Dipper, number one of the Triple Dipper, called "Go Woke, Go Broke." Big doings right now, like Disney. Remember Disney? Remember that place that used to be all about the innocence and children and entertainment and the time of your life and magic and just. Anyway, go woke, go broke. That's where I'm going. And Disney's right in the thick of it. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back.